Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and our guests today are Ed Bourgeois and Jack Dalton. We're here to talk about their show, Raven's Radio Hour, which is opening tonight at Cyrano's. And Ed, I saw this the very first time around some years ago.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago. And how has it changed since?
Well, it's changed every time we've done it. We opened it 2 years ago, as you said, at the Alaska Native Heritage Center as a dinner theater show. And then we've had different incarnations, a regular stage show at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts during Fur Rondi. We've actually recorded it for a national broadcast on the radio. That was a one-hour show. Every time it's different. It's a radio theater sort of radio format style show, so it has little skits, and we've interspersed those with different songs and monologues and character work that changes all the time. So depending on the actors that are in it, every cast has been different.
It's so we've added new effort. Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Now, is this kind of like the Prairie Home Companion or something that somebody might hear on public radio, or does it even harken back to the earlier days when you see, like, you know, like when the Little Rascals had their submarine band thing and they'd be on the radio? And
yeah, we took our inspiration from Prairie Home Companion. I think we can say that. Tundra Home Companion is the way we look at this. And it's strictly Alaska Native material.
It should be Taiga Home Companion.
Taiga, could be.
And Jack.
Sure, why
and
not?
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
And Jack, what's your role in all of this?
Well, I'm one of the, Ed and I wrote most of it, along with some of the ensemble have also put added pieces to it. And then I play Raven.
Very good.
Is there, now Raven, do you dress in like a raven suit, or is it just suggested with like a top hat?
Oh, we've got one of the most amazing raven costumes ever. It's so nice we call it regalia, because that Layla Williams, who's Sukbyak from Kodiak Island, made, and it's got these amazing wings that I can hold on to, and
wow,
it's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's a piece unto itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So now the raven character, I notice you're both wearing black.
Well, I'm the stage manager, so I have to, you know, be ready for tonight.
You don't perform?
When I need to.
Like an Hourtown stage manager,
yeah,
you come out like...
Exactly, with my pipe. No, there are moments when I do need to perform the non-native roles. The narrator,
I see.
The janitor, those kinds.
Yeah, the guy who sweeps up. Exactly, right. So, but getting back to the Raven thing. Now, the Raven is the trickster character, and it is the catalyst to make things happen, set action into motion. And, well, like, tell me about that. Like, what do you do as the Raven? I mean, is the Raven kind of weaves his way like a, kind of like a Bugs Bunny? You know, is he comical?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in fact, he starts off by showing up late. and so the cast members have to start the show without him, and they don't like that very much. And so we've got not my arch nemesis, but my alter ego is a character called Auntie Galena, and she's always keeping Raven in check. And so, yeah, he's sort of the... What's hilarious, though, is that he ends up being the most stable actor throughout the whole show. His character doesn't change much, whereas the other actors will have like five or six different characters.
Well, he's an archetype.
Doing.
He's eternal.
Yeah.
He transcends the human plane in a lot of ways.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah. So when he shows up late, does he burst in with this elaborate excuse by which to like preempt all criticism? You know, before anybody can say anything. He's got this whole big story.
No, he's criticized, for sure.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, this Auntie Galena character, actually, they're two little aunties that are taken after. They were modeled after the little old men in the opera box in the Muppets. You know, they sit and they comment on all the action.
Like a Greek chorus?
Exactly. And and in Native culture, of course, the elders are respected, and they critique Raven.
They
criticize Raven.
Scold.
Absolutely, they scold him big time.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's delightful, because essentially, like Prairie Home Companion, that the cast differs, probably even from night to night. Or are you doing the same cast every night this time?
No, actually, there'll be some people who sort of have already scheduled vacations and things like that, and they'll go on vacation. So we have our understudies, as you were, who will come in and join us and play with us. And they bring with them different talents. Some are singers, so we're going to try and work in some extra musical numbers for them, that sort of thing.
The beauty of the piece really is that, and Gene, you've seen it several times, so you've seen this happen. Because it's a radio show, we're all on script. And that also means that we can interchange parts at any time. So if somebody has a conflict and can't make it, there are actors that have performed all of the parts and even cross gender. You know, there's really nothing sacred here. We can pick up any script at any of the music stands and perform those characters.
That's great. The flexibility allows you to do that. I mean, the script allows you to be flexible. And also, it's going to be broadcast on the radio as well. I mean, these things are taped or videotaped or actually archived for podcast?
No, that's our conceit. You know, we call it a radio show, but the transmitter doesn't work. It's just, it's a theater show. We pretend that it's a radio show.
Are you in a village somewhere?
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it goes across the VHF. Yeah. But the show was recorded for national broadcast on the Eros Network. The folks at Native American Public Telecommunications out of Kansas, recorded the show last summer at Surreal Studios, and it has been broadcast across the Eros Network, which is all of the satellite stations, the native stations all across Indian country, across the nation.
37 stations or something like that.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Jack Dalton and Ed Bourgeois. We're talking about their show opening tonight, Raven's Radio Hour at Cyrano's. And one of the things I love about this, which we really haven't described, is it's what beautiful examples you weave into it of Native culture. It's really interesting in addition to being amusing and entertaining.
Yeah, one of the things when the Heritage Center came to us and said, you know, hey, create we want a theater show, but we want it to be funny. And so that's when the idea came about. But if we use the conceit of the radio show, then you've got all these great characters. You've got the gumshoe character, the private eye. You've got all these things you can do. So we just started taking Native stories and putting them into these sort of archetypes of old time radio shows. So, for instance, the story from Kodiak Island is now the private eye story, and we call him Bird Black, Private Beak, and it's great because we have this story about the woman who married the bear, and yet the bear is this sultry Jessica Rabbit kind of, you know, I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way kind of sultriness. And then we've got little Chickadee, who's this, you know, fast talking New York gal who's just like, oh, what do I know about you know, theories, they're all relative. So it's just a lot of taking the traditions and putting them into a humorous way, because we don't want people. I've seen so many Native things where it says, "Well, and now we will move on to the next culture, and here's a story from them." Mm-hmm. So
it's integrated with the popular culture,
right,
of the non-Native world, but there's like Native examples that are woven through. And yeah, that's a great format, because we all know from the larger picture of things, these other things, which are basically have been created relatively recently, you know, like you say, the detective genre, and, you know, it's all from the movies and TV shows, and it goes back to the...
And from Prairie Home Companion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they, you know, Guy Noir, Private Eye, so you have, like, Boston Blackie, you use the word black again there. You know, that's good. Like, yeah. A nice thing about it that makes it more accessible and understandable and easier to get in, and it doesn't kind of put that gap between, because it's also, the culture has the same function in the Native culture. It's a way to kind of get everybody on the same page. It reboots the tribe. And that's what happens when we watch TV. And if for better or worse, sometimes, you know, we're all getting rebooted to a message which isn't necessarily in our best interest. But, you know, in your show, it is, of course. And it's entertaining as well.
And one of the messages that we wanted to put out there with this piece, because we've both, I work at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Jack was one of the original storytellers there. And we're used to visitors coming and looking at a culture that's not their own and being very reverential and feeling that it's very serious. And that's good. It's good to respect the other culture.
It's looked at like a museum piece. Like, right. It's already come and gone. And now it's like encased, you know, in plexiglass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think the greatest compliment we ever received was on the original opening night. And one of our Native elders came up to us and said, "It's so good to see Alaska Native people portrayed the way they are, with a sense of humor."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's an inside view of the sense of humor of any culture, but in this case, Alaska Native cultures.
And uh-huh. We just sort of translated that sense of humor from the way, that's the other great thing, is that Native people come and see it and they love it. And then non-Native people come to see it and they love it. And yet, you know, so it is sort of it's reboot. Like you said, it's rebooting everything, but sort of rebooting Native and non-Native together so that we have a common something to laugh about.
Yeah, and laughter is the recognition of truth. And this is, you know, why it's so effective. Comedy, for instance.
Hmm? Well, and this, having it at Cyrano's gives you a new audience, the regular Cyrano audience, but it also is going to be attractive to tourists, which it's handy to tourists, and it's going to be attractive to tourists.
And one thing that we found...
It's a good thing.
Yeah, one thing we found out from the Downtown Partnership and from the ACVB is that one of the biggest criticisms of tourists in Anchorage in the summer is that after 5 o'clock,
nothing to do.
There's nothing to do downtown but eat or drink. And one of the other criticisms was that there's nothing that's truly Native downtown. And we're like, ha ha, we'll take care of that.
I think it's a great idea because, you know, these shows, they come and go. Everybody, you know, cooks up their own. Like, Ed, you were in the Fly By Night show for years and years.
I remember that well.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm surprised you're not having a bigger role. Well, you write a lot of this then. You guys, you co-author it. And you people who are in the ensemble also throw in their own bits and they come to you. So it's a collaborative effort. Who else is in the ensemble?
Ethan Pettigrew. He's on the staff at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. He's one of our vice presidents, but he's also a longtime dance group leader of Unangah Aleut dance groups. And
the famous Atka dancers.
The famous Atka dancers. And he actually wrote one of the pieces that has to do with, you know, the Muktuk telegraph, you know, the sort of radio out in the bush where people call in and they're
like telling
Uncle Joe, the trap line, exactly.
Yeah.
He wrote a piece that's from his childhood, and it's Native people hear it and they all know exactly what it's about. We have, in this cast, we have a couple new members. Some of our longtime members couldn't do this run. Deborah Domick is Auntie China, and Princess Lukai.
I know her. She's a director.
She works down Allison. In L.A. a lot. Yeah.
Warden.
She directed
and you.
Yeah. Time Immemorial. Yeah.
She was playing Auntie Galena.
Oh.
Well, I think we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Too bad.
You sound just time like Raven. Yeah.
Exactly. I know. It sounds fascinating. I'm sorry to say I haven't seen it yet, but I definitely will see it this time around. It sounds very, very...
I enjoy it very much.
And educational. And like a real hoot.
And you can get a cheese plate. At Cyrano's, you know, you can buy a little nosh there at intermission. She serves these lovely cheese plates with dried fruits and nuts and whatnot.
You should have like a Native cheese plate or something.
We're working on that. When we started at the Heritage Center, we called it Cafe Theater. And then we went to the pack and it was dessert theater, and now it's cheese plate theater.
The cheese plate follies.
Well, unfortunately, we have to wind this up. It's been fun, though. Thank you, Ed Bourgeois and Jack Dalton, for talking to us about Raven's Radio Hour, opening tonight at Cyrano's. And I highly recommend this very interesting and funny play.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Starting tonight at Out North, Pogo Gogo Co. will present an evening of sketch comedy, original sketches, starting at 10 p.m. Sketches will appear every Friday night in July. Each program will be different. Performances are for adults only. For tickets and information, call Out North at 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org.
And opening tonight and continuing through August 14th at Cyrano's is Raven's Radio Hour, which plays on Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. with a 3 p.m. matinee. And then also there's another original show, True Tales of the Frozen North. And these have performances with a matinee show every other Monday at 4 p.m. and continues its run on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Both shows are great and funny explorations of Alaska culture and history. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at ksk.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.